put any distance between what you're knowing. That's your mind. Your mind puts distance. Mm. But the distance is also sacred, because otherwise you couldn't know who you are. Mm. You know, you look at another, you can know who you are. Right? So duality is not... the purpose of duality, is if it is real, is to show what you are. Because when you're in what you are, you can't know what you are, because you're infinite. You have to step out of infinity to play the game of being finite to know what infinity is, without beginning or end. That's the cosmic divine game. You're not distant. But your mind must... your mind makes the infinite into sense perception. Mm-hmm. But have a finer perception than just the senses. Otherwise you'll get identified with all the forms, all the imprints that has made you believe that you are particularly someone. No, you are God.
Mm.
In human experience, cosmic experience, that's what you are. So Pitar really brought you back, right back here and now. The solar energy on her crown, the divine body of her universal body, all in the moment. Then you get to really experience streaming of what you are. It's a totally different perspective to have of life, because you're not going to put any distance between what you are, and your mind will stop, because your mind, when it stops, you're just in the fullness of what is actually here. And it will seem that you come in and out of that fullness. Now that's just a play. As you're realizing, every level of you is not opposite. You can go into the deepest, darkest corners. Go. Not to fool them with light, just to experience. That's another aspect of you. Like light is another aspect of you. So it's like to walk fearlessly into it all. Because that's what life is.
Interesting, going in to see her.
Mm.
It was so black.
Yes.
I was like, I can't see anything. And then slowly it came in. And when I was right next to her, it was light. And it was
and quite golden.
Yeah, it just got brighter and brighter.
Yeah. So when we're too busy with our mind, we miss the shifts that are already made. So the shifts then can't illumine our humanness, because we're still identifying with structures of control, which is nobody controlling, they're just structures of control. You know? It's like the cosmos is spinning, but that's a control. In other words, a way that it has to move. It's a way. Everything is a way. If the mind gets hold of that way and makes it, that's the way I must always be, that's the problem. You have got to experience the entirety of life. That involves forgiveness, prayerfulness, gratitude in particular, wonder, yeah? And even those desperate moments of gifts are places you can't access without allowing that what did I just call it? That desperate moment to actually be realised is a portal. So I realised why I came here the other day, I told you a few weeks ago, and all these police and everybody turned up and the door was shut completely, and I had to pay to go in, and then they wouldn't open the door. They said, you've got to. So I opened the door. Whoever this is, opened the door. So that we could all walk in without having to pay. I'm not talking pay money, but in prayer, in openness, and experience her fullness. She is absolutely here and now present.
Mm-hmm.
That's the gift she's giving us all.